I have 17 W's. These are 17 L's. I'm putting them in a hat right now, okay? And then what we're going to do here is I'm going to get the schedule up. Should we do, Nick? Whoops. Oh, God. W's and L's flying all over the place. They're flying out of the hat. We can't have that. All
right, just so, like the Mets, a lot of L's everywhere.
A lot of L's. All right, so, Nick, what should we do here? Should we do Jets or Giants first? So what we're doing here is I'm predicting. So the schedule came out for the Giants and the Jets, and we're going to go down the schedule, and we're going to go through. I'm going to pull a W or an L out of the hat. And that's what we're predicting the 2026 season. I know it's very early predictions, but let's just do it. And maybe we'll do it again. Maybe this will be a test run for another future date after, like, you know, the season starts. I don't know. We'll see.
So save the best for last. Do Giants last.
So we want to do Jets first. Okay, we're going to do Jets season schedule. All right. We're not doing preseason game, right? Right?
No. All right.
I don't think so. Do you want to?
I mean, they're all losses anyway. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we don't know that yet. We don't know if they're all going to be losses. Okay. So let's squeak by this Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Steelers, and Giants. Okay, here we go. Regular season. All right, can we get some music here? Can we get some music and get this? Just because we don't want to. Yeah. All right, here we go. Oh, I got things popping out of the hat already. We can't have that. I got to actually pick them. Again, there's 17 wins, 17 losses. So who knows what's going to happen here. But the first week for the Jets, they are going to Tennessee. Okay? It's a 1 o'clock start. Sunday, September 13th. And I am putting my hand in my hat, and I am pulling out. Versus the Tennessee Titans, which is Robert Saleh. And Robert Saleh and Brian Daboll, and the Jets will take an L in week one.
So we'll
put what I put wins and losses in there. Now I don't know if I showed everybody in advance, but I did. I put out 17 W's, 17 L's. We're going to week two as they're going against, they'll be at home. By the way, no primetime games for the Jets. Can you believe that? No primetime games for the Jets?
I believe it.
I know, me too. The Packers versus the Jets at home, 1 o'clock, September 20th. And they will be, here we go. Oh, my God, my head just fell. That's not good. All the things came out. And we got ourselves an L. Uh-oh. 0-2 to start the season.
Sounds about right.
Give me a second. I just dropped all these papers. I just dropped all the papers on the floor. Give me a second.
They're under the table.
Under the table. I'm under the table picking up the rest of these. How did that happen? My hat's
He's
not
clumsy.
He's lazy. He's clumsy. All right, so we're 0-2 to start the season, right? Is that what we're doing? All right. We're going to... Okay, now we're going to Detroit, week three. Again, this is the predictions for 2026. We'll see how the Jets do. I put 17 W's, 17 L's in my hat, and I am pulling them out. All right, here we go. Week three... At the Detroit Lions. This smells good. This smells like an L. All right, 0-3 to start the season. This is just, listen, I put the W's in here. I promise you, I swear. All right, here we go. Week four, Chicago Bears, 1 p.m. Sunday, October 4th. Oh, this is looking good here. Right now, they're 0-3. Is that right?
Yep.
I feel like this is a... Oh, here we go. A win in Chicago. Oh, I feel the momentum shifting. 1-3. Here we go. We're going Cleveland Browns. Guess what time that game is on Sunday, October 11th. It ain't a prime time. It's a 1 o'clock start. Here we go. Oh, the momentum. It's building. It's building. This is another L. Okay. So that is not, the momentum died very quickly. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Going up to New England. I smell a change. I smell some good stuff here. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Sunday, October 18th, 1 p.m. That's another loss. So, week six, another loss for the Jets.
So far, this seems very accurate.
Listen, but here's the thing is I put 17 L's, I put 17 W's. This is legit, okay? Here we go. Miami, week seven, October 25th, 1 p.m. And that... it's another loss. I don't know where we're at right now, but there's a lot of losses. All right, we're going. Vegas is coming in town November 11th. The Vegas Raiders week. November 1st, sorry. 1 p.m. start. Not a primetime game. Week 8. That's a loss. Another L. That's another loss. All right, hold on.
I almost don't believe this.
Okay, here we go. This should have been a primetime game, but again, the Jets are terrible. So week 9, November 8th. All right, here we go. Picking this one out. You know this is going to be a win. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to pull a win out of here. I feel this is going to be a win. Mahomes is going to be back. It's not going to be great. Yeah, look at that. That's a win in Kansas City. My ass. Not half. That one's wrong already, but okay. We'll go with the process. That's a win. All right. Versus Buffalo, week 10, November 15th. that's an L. But that's accurate. I feel like that one's actually accurate. All right. We're midway through the season. We're going to week 11. Going to L.A. Going to the Chargers. Here we go. Sunday. This is a primetime game. Well, it's not really a primetime game. It just happens to be in L.A. W. They get a W. A win over the Los Angeles Chargers, week 11. I think we have to put this up somewhere. By the way, Nick, this has to go somewhere. I don't know where it's going to go.
We'll find somewhere.
Yeah, I'll put it up on social media or something like that. It's got to go somewhere. My very early predictions. All right. Week 12, Sunday, November 29th. It's a 1 o'clock start, shocking enough, on a Sunday. And the Miami Dolphins, they're going to Miami. And guess what, Nick?
Loss.
No, it's another W.
Oh, wow.
They're starting to pile up because there's not many L's left. You could go 0-17, but you really can't. Week 13, a bye. Good. Whew. Should I pick a win or a loss for that one or no?
I just make it a loss.
Yeah, that's a loss. All right, here we go. Week 14. By the way, if you're listening, I am picking names. I'm picking wins and losses out of a hat as we go through the 2026 season for the New York Jets. Denver Broncos. Tony Gallo is going to be at the game, most likely. Denver Broncos versus the Jets. They're going to see the Broncos lose. The Jets are getting a W on that one. That's hard to believe. But I'm going with it. I'm going with the system. Arizona, Sunday, December 20th, week 15. Another close to primetime start. It's 4 o'clock. It's not a 1 o'clock start. In Arizona, that's a loss. That is a loss. All right. Here we go. Week 16 versus the Patriots. Will Vrabel be coaching? We'll find out. But most importantly, let's find out if it's a win or a loss. Ooh, the Jets with a W over the New England Patriots. Week 16, December 27th. That's a win. All right. We go to week 17. Minnesota Vikings. January 3rd. That's a loss. And then finally, week 18. It's a TBD. We don't know where it's going to be. We know it's going to be in Buffalo. We just don't know when and the time. That is a win for the Jets. So let's get that. I have, if I'm correct, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 wins for the Jets.
Yep, 10 losses.
Wow. Good for them. You know, we'll take some phone calls and then do the Giants coming up after the break. But I'm surprised by that.
Me too. I don't think that's accurate. Need a recount.
You need a recount? The first half of the schedule was pretty accurate, right? I think there's a lot of L's there. You have it all written down of who?
Yeah, so week one, Tennessee was loss. Green Bay loss. Detroit loss. Chicago win. Cleveland loss. New England loss. Miami loss. Raiders loss.
Stop right there.
Kansas City win. Buffalo loss.
No. Stop
right LA win. Miami win. Denver win. Arizona loss. New England win. Miami loss. Buffalo win.
You had me after the Raiders game. Like at the Raiders is where basically the schedule is real, and then everything else seems kind of a little fishy. Maybe it's just a bad job of picking. But I did it. I mean, that's legit. You saw it. So.
And imagine this actually happens.
I mean, someone's going to bet on it.
Then you're like the new O's the Mentalist.
Yeah. Well, who was the kid that flipped a coin actually got, I'd say, I think he predicted the Jets schedule, and he got like, I think the first 12 games right. And then it just went completely wrong after that. But I trust the first half of this. I don't know about the win over the Bears, even though I could see the Bears like a letdown game. But once you start to beat the Chiefs in Kansas City, are they still in Kansas City anymore? No, did they move? They didn't move their stadium yet.
No, I don't think they moved.
The Bills did, though. All right, let's get to some phone calls real quick before we take another break. And then we'll do the same thing for the Giants, too. We'll do that in the 3 o'clock hour, okay? That took a little longer than expected, but we'll post that whole thing, too. We'll have some fun with it.